After two eruptions in as many days, scientists are closely watching a volcano in the eastern Aleutians. There's no equipment on Bogoslav volcano, but the Alaska Volcano Observatory is keeping tabs with satellite imagery and nearby seismic monitors. KUCB's Zoe Sobel has more on Bogoslav's eruption.
Bogoslav volcano is tiny, like City Park tiny. The uninhabited island is less than a quarter of the size of Central Park in New York City. Michelle Coombs, a scientist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory, says the recent Bogoslav eruptions have produced some new land.
We have new observations from today that suggest that the new vent is just offshore of the little island and has destroyed part of Bogoslav Island, but also produced new land.
But she says because the new vent is underwater, interpreting seismic activity is more difficult. Typically, when there's an eruption, seismic waves move through the ground. With underwater vents, scientists get two sets of waves, the expected waves moving through the ground and another set of distorted waves that travel through the water. At this point, Coombs says it's hard to predict how much longer the Bogoslav eruption will last.
I wish we had a crystal ball and could say the exact sequence. We definitely don't have that capability. We're also even more limited in this situation because it's such a small island. We do not have any local seismic monitoring instruments on the island.
Based on past eruptions on the island, Bogoslav could be active for weeks or even months. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.